Yes, Chief, what is it?
Well, I ask you to meet me here because, well, to put it bluntly, Henry, there's someone who's impersonating you.
Impersonating me? How absurd.
It's not as absurd as you think, Henry. Our agents behind the enemy lines have reported this man looks exactly like you. It's their newest plot to discredit you.
Exactly like me? You mean in my manner of speech, in my walk?
Everything. His face, voice, everything.
But how could it be managed? How could it be done?
Our agent, well, something happened to him before he was able to finish his communication. But we did understand that he's been studying for years, this double. So be on your guard, Henry.
This double must be eliminated quickly and
he must
promptly.
Be found, yes, and we like to question him, so don't kill him. He must be kept alive.
Should I tell Billy about this?
Well, I don't know if that's advisable. Remember, Henry, never let down your guard.
I won't, Chief. I won't. Gun for Henry. Patrick Johnson as Henry Sorelli. Ed Booth as Billy. The Case of the Devious Double. Written by Frank Heimer and John Wilson. Special guest stars in tonight's episode: Nigel Patrick and John Apal. Created by Christian Hardy. Produced by Patrick Johnson. Directed by Abe June. What do I do first?
Well, you must find this double. Our last reports said that he was somewhere in the southeast of England.
I guess I should take a plane over there right away.
Right.
London. Hello, Billy. Who sent you here to meet me?
Chief, he sent me here.
Well, Billy, how are you feeling after your vacation? You know, that case with, Valerie Hobart was no fun. I took you out of strain after that.
Yes, I know. I had fun with Lieutenant Smith.
Thank you, of homicide, I presume.
Yes,
sir. Billy, has, the Chief, summed you up?
No, he didn't tell me anything about it.
There seems to be an imposter in London right now. And he's trying to gain information by impersonating me. He's trying to be cool and try to worm information out of my associates, such as you.
Well, you mean, has anyone approached me?
Well, if anyone looks like me, don't forget the password. The password is, chance is the fool's name for fate. I repeat, chance is the fool's name for fate. Now, do you have that, Billy?
Yeah, I have it, but Henry, if you mean as an imposter, then it wasn't you who called me last night? You didn't call me last night, did you?
Tut, tut, dear fellow. No, I didn't. Who could have? by imposter, in all probability. Now be careful, my boy. This man could be dangerous, and we don't want you getting your head blown off and all your guts strewn all over London. It'd dirty up the place.
Yes, I must say, it isn't one of my, most cherished dreams.
Well, Waverly, I'll be seeing you, and I have to see some person about trying to catch this impersonator. Don't worry, Billy, I'll catch him. And remember the password. Chance is the fool's name for fate. Grace!
Mr. Ferrari?
Is your name Nico? Do you speak English?
Yes, Mr.
Anglo.
Yes, Mr. Sally. You cabled me that you wanted a room.
Yes. Do you speak English?
I attended college in your country.
What university, my dear boy?
Oxford, I believe.
Oh, well, then show me to my room, please. I must go immediately.
Yes, Mr. Sally. This way, please. I hope you like your room, Mr. Sorelli. It is the best in the whole hotel. Mr. Sorelli, this is your room. Here are your drawers.
Very nice, very nice. I should have to come here.
You have a nice view of Athens here.
Very nice, very nice.
Yes, well, Mr. Sorelli, I hope that you like your room. It's one of our best, you know.
Oh, yes, I'm very happy.
I also hope that you like your death.
What?
Your death, Mr. Sorelli? That is what I am paid to do. To kill you.
No! No! Nicole was too foolish. Good morning, Mr. Sorelli. I shot Nicole. I didn't want him to kill you now. You see, this man, Nicole, was a hired hand. He is too aggressive. That's why I killed you right away. Mr. Sorelli, if you will come with me, I swear certainly will not. Oh, yes, you will, Mr. Sorelli, and you will meet your imposter. Your imposter, Mr. Sorelli, is in the other room. And you will notice that you have a gun in back of you. So if you want to come, go ahead. Or if you want to go back, you will die. You really have a choice. This way, Mr. Sorelli.
Oh, hi, Chief.
No, Henry isn't with me.
You mean, what do you mean? He went to Greece?
No, all right, I'll go after him.
All right, I'll go to Greece.
All right, Chief. I'll try to find him.
Greece! To your room where your friend is staying, which limits the amount of time.
Henry Sorelli, is that his name?
Henry Sorelli, I believe the famous London detective, right this way, Mr. Brown will be right with you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I see your friend is arrived, Mr. Sorelli. Mr. Brown, do you take a seat over there if you don't mind? I shall outline my plans to you. Do you want to join me at first?
No, not really. I'm under employment somewhere else.
And I don't want to join you either. It's not my bag, as you hippies call it. Yes. Excuse me, pardon. I am not a hippie. If you would like to join my little organization, the pay is much more higher. Do you now compromise?
No, not really.
No, we don't. Well, then, Mr. Henry Cirelli, meet your imposter. My imposter? What do you mean? Well, Mr. Cirelli, you are your imposter. That was a good ass. joke, Henry. That's what they call them, abs in Greece. Well, you are not your imposter. It's just a little joke to show you that I'm not all laugh stock. I shall kill you, Mr. Cirelli. I shall burn you to the ends of hell, and for you, Mr. Brine.
If you don't mind, I'd rather
not go to hell.
No, but I'll go where Henry goes.
Thank you, Billy. Now listen here. Take me to your leader, as they say. But take me quick. I want to see him. Billy, when they take us out the door, quickly, jump on one guard, and I'll help you kill them. We have to get back. I know killing is murder, but we're in a dangerous situation. We must get back to London and get back to headquarters. Are you ready? Will you be?
I'm ready.
Good. Will you please let me out the door? It's very simple, you know. You just walk. Now come with me.
Now, what is the password? Or are you Henry?
I don't know. Gun for Henry, the case of the devious double. Copyright 1970 by ACD International and Patrick Johnson Productions. Produced by Patrick Johnson, directed by April Wan. Patrick Johnson, production, taped at the Birmingham Studios, London, England.